Title: One Knob Performance Macros, for modern control with vintage tone intermediate. Alright, let's build something that instantly makes your drum and bass feel more alive. Because in DNB, the difference between a loop that just repeats and a track that rolls like a record is movement. Not random movement, not look at my automation movement, but controlled, musical shifts in tone, density, space, and energy. In this lesson, you're going to build two one-knob performance macros in Ableton Live. The idea is simple. One knob controls multiple parameters at once, so you can perform your mix and your sound design like it's an instrument. And the goal is a very specific vibe, modern control, but with warm, gritty, vintage tone. We'll build, first, a bass macro called AGE/Heat. It'll morph your bass from clean and sub-B into darker, driven, tape-ish, and slightly wider. Second, a drum macro called Smack. It'll add parallel crunch, transient punch, a bit of room, and glue. And then we'll use macro variations and arrangement automation to make it feel like a real DNB arrangement. 8-bar and 16-bar phrases, pushes and releases, and those little end-of-phrase engine rev moments. Before we start, quick mindset check. Design these macros like mixer moves, not effect sweeps. You want something you can ride all day without it breaking the track. If turning the knob up just makes everything louder, you'll think it's better and you'll overdo it. So we'll also add gain compensation so you judge tone, not volume. Cool, let's set the session up. Set your tempo to somewhere in that DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. Create a few tracks or groups, a bass track, a drums group or drum rock, optionally a break track if you're using a break loop, and then set up returns for space. On return A, make a short room. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Use a room algorithm. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz to start. And low pass it too, maybe 7 to 10 kHz, so it's not a fizzy wash. On return B, make a dubby delay with echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. This gives us a consistent space that we can feed with macros later, instead of throwing random reverbs directly on tracks. Now macro number 1, the bass AGE/Heat knob. On your bass track, load your bass source. Wave Eatable is great for DNB, Operator is classic, or even a resampled audio bass. Whatever you've got. Now we're going to build a rack, so we can map one macro to a bunch of parameters. Select your instrument, then we'll add a few devices after it, and then rack it. Or if you prefer, add the devices first, then group them all with CMD or Ctrl-G into an instrument rack. Open the macros, and rename macro 1 to AGE/Heat. Inside this rack, after your synth, add this device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to LP24. Start the frequency fairly open, like 8 to 12 kHz, so the default is not already dark. Second, add saturator. Pick analog clip. Start with drive around 2 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Third, add echo, but this is not a delay effect. This is tape smear and motion. Set it to repitch mode, or noise mode if you want more character. Set the time super short, like 1 millisecond up to maybe 12 milliseconds. Keep feedback low, 0 to 10%, dry/wet low, 0 to 12%. If you have wobble and noise controls, keep them subtle. We're aiming for thickness and instability, not audible repeats. Fourth, add utility. Start width low, like 0 to 30%. And remember the rule, keep the sub stable and mono. Width is a mid thing. Fifth, EQ 8 as safety. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz. And optionally plan for a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz of things. Get boxy later. Now the fun part. Mapping. Click map in the rack. Map these parameters to your AGE/Heat macro. Map auto filter frequency and set a range from about 12 kHz down to about 1.5 kHz. So as AGE/Heat rises, the bass gets darker and more focused. Map auto filter drive from 0 up to around 8 dB. That's that driven filter vibe. Map saturator drive from about 2 dB up to 10 dB. Keep it musical. If you want insanity, we'll make that a special zone later. Map echo dry/wet from 0 up to 10%. Tiny. You want to feel it more than hear it. Map echo noise or character amount from 0 up to around 15%. Map utility width, but cap it. 0 up to 35% max. That's enough to open the mids without wrecking mono compatibility. Now exit map mode. At this point, you have a working one-knob macro. But if you're serious about DNB, we should use sub-safety. Here's the essential concept. The macro should mostly mess with the mid layer, not the sub layer. So you can either keep one chain and be careful with width and distortion, or you can split into SUB and MID layers and make it nearly bulletproof. If you want the safer pro version, duplicate the chain inside the rack so you have two chains, sub and mid. On the SUB chain, use a QA to low pass around 90 to 120 HE. Put utility width at 0%. Keep saturation minimal. This chain is your anchor. On the MID chain, high pass around 90 to 120 HE and let the age/heat character live there. The filter, the drive, the smear, the width. If you split like this, focus your mapping so the MID chain responds more than the SUB chain. Now, extra coach move that makes this feel like a real console push. Gain compensation. At the very end of the rack, add one more utility. Map its gain to age/heat, but map it downward slightly. Something like 0 dB at the low end of the knob, down to minus 4 dB at the high end. Now when you turn up age/heat, it doesn't just get louder. It gets older. It gets denser. That's the whole point. Also, think in macro zones. From 0 to 30%, almost clean, mixing zone. 30 to 70%, main character, drop zone. 70 to 100%, special effects, fills, end of phrase moments. You create that feel by keeping most parameter ranges conservative and letting only one or two accent parameters hit harder near the top. For example, maybe the reverb send or the smear increases more noticeably near the top, while saturation stays controlled. All right, macro number two, the drum smack knob. You can do this on a drum rack or on a drums group that contains your kick, snare, hats, break, whatever. The point is, we want one knob to control the overall drum energy. On the drums group, add an audio effect rack. Open macros, rename macro 1 to smack. Now we'll build parallel chains inside the rack. Create two chains, dry and crunch. On the DRY chain, keep it mostly clean. If you want a little blue later, you can add it here lightly, but don't overcomplicate it. On the crunch chain, add, first, drum bus. Start drive around 0 to 5, crunch around 0 to 20. Turn boom off unless you really know what you're tuning, because boom can mess up DNB low end fast. Start transients at 0. Second, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB to start. Soft clip on. Third, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on this parallel chain. Optional soft clip on glue if you like that controlled clamp. Fourth, EQA to shape the parallel. High pass aggressively like 120 to 200 HC. This is huge. It stops your parallel chain from inflating the low end and turning the kick into soup. If you want extra snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHC can help. Now mapping time. Click map. Map these to the smack macro. First, the crunch chain volume. Set it so at minimum it's basically off, minus infinity, and at maximum it lands around minus 10 dB, or wherever it sits well in your mix. The exact number will depend on your drums, but the concept is, the knob is blending in the parallel chain. Map drum bus transients from 0 up to about plus 25. That's your snap. Map drum bus drive from 0 up to 15. Map saturator drive from about 3 dB up to 12 dB. And now a really musical mapping. Map the drums groups send to return A, the room reverb, to smack. Set the range from 0 up to around 18%. So as you crank smack, it feels like the drums are getting more aggressive and also more in a space, like a physical room pushing back. Optional. If you want a tiny bit of width on the crunch, put utility on the crunch chain and map width from 100 to 120%. Small. This is not a wide drums knob. This is a vibe knob. Now, another advanced improvement. Crossfade style blending. Instead of only turning the crunch chain up, also turn the DRY chain down slightly as smack increases. Map DRY volume from 0 dB down to maybe minus 2 dB. Subtle. This makes the curve feel intentional, like you're pushing into a parallel bus, not just stacking level. And one more coach note, choose where clipping is allowed. Pick one intentional clipping point. For example, saturator soft clip on the crunch chain. Great, but keep everything else from accidentally clipping. Use device output trims. Watch your meters. If everything clips a little, the knob becomes unpredictable, and it'll feel different every loop. Now let's make this production ready with macro variations and automation. If you're on live 11 or 12, open macro variations on each rack. For the bass rack, set and save variations like clean or sub-focus with AGE slash heat around 10 to 20, roller warm around 35 to 55, dark tech around 65 to 80, end of phrase burn around 90 to 100 for the drum rack, tight smack around 10 to 20, main drop around 35 to 55, brake abuse around 70 to 85. Here's the performance mindset. Variations are your snapshots. Your macro is your movement. You can automate either, but be careful not to automate the same thing twice. If you're automating the macro, don't also automate 5 underlying device lanes in the same section unless it's a surgical fix. Otherwise, you'll end up with "why does this sound different every time it loops?" problems. Now, arrangement automation. That's 2D and B phrase logic. Think in 8-bar phrases. For a roller, try this. Bars 1 to 8. Intro, AGE slash heat slowly rises from about 15 to 40%. Drum smack stays low. Bars 9 to 16, tension. AGE slash heat rises from 40 to 70, but then dips right before the drop. That dip matters. It's the inhale before the hit. On the drop, keep AGE slash heat stable around 45 to 60, and push it to around 75 at the end of every 8 bars for that extra grind. For drums, keep smack in that 35 to 55 zone during the drop, and spike it to 70 on fills, like the last half bar before a phrase turns over. And here's an automation move that basically always works. At the end of an 8 or 16, do a quick macro spike of plus 10 to 20% for one beat, then snap back. It's like revving the engine. Instant energy, minimal effort. If you want to get even more DJ logic, use push then release curves instead of straight ramps. Gradually rise through bars 1 to 6, push harder in bar 7, and then drop on the last beat of bar 8. That release is what makes the next section feel bigger. Also, try call and response between knobs. In one phrase, let the bass macro move more while drums stay stable. In the next phrase, keep the bass stayer while smack spikes on fills. This keeps the listener from getting numb to constant motion. Now, quick pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Make the macro darker, not just louder. Filter frequency down and drive up together can feel heavier without adding volume. For vintage life without chorus mush, use micro instability on the MID layer only. A tiny chorus ensemble mix, like 1 to 6%, or a frequency shifter with a tiny fine amount and very low dry slash wet. You can even map that dry slash wet to AGE slash heat so the bass wakes up as it gets older. If your distortion gets fizzy, manage top end after distortion. Put EQ8 after distortion and gently shelf down above, say, 6 to 10 kHz by 1 to 4 dB. You can map that shelf slightly so more heat also means a slightly darker, more vintage tone. This audio version is shortened for playback.